wolf to travel the rest of the way, on foot and alone.
"She really seems to like you," commented Cullen sarcastically,
but Aaron ignored him and continued to battle his way through the thick greenery that surrounded them. Passing through the southern jungles was a constant torture, every step a battle with creeping vines and tendrils, not to mention wild, straggly undergrowth. As if that wasn't enough, the jungles were teeming with predatory animals, poisonous snakes, blood-sucking insects, and an array of dark ones that the adversary had forced under his control. All in all, not the surroundings in which a master should have left his protégé to fend for himself. Aaron suppressed another laugh when he saw Cullen's severe stare. The reason why Falk was allowing him to walk to the coast was because Aaron had come to the end of his apprenticeship and was soon to become a fully-fledged forest guardian at last. He was now in the middle of his long week, the final exam in which a forest guardian had to survive a week in the wilderness, armed only with a dagger, a bow, and three arrows. The exam normally took place in a considerably less hostile environment, yet Aaron's career was anything but normal. He was a paladin, a champion of the three, predestined to defend the world, Jorath, against him who forces. The mission did come with certain advantages which were currently standing him in good stead. One of them was the white wolf beside him, almost 2 paces tall, a steadfast friend who had saved his life already on more than one occasion. Another advantage was the blessing of the elf goddess, She Who Feels, which ensured that Aaron could travel through the wilderness untouched by the plants and animals, so long as he did them no harm. Which meant that this exam was more of a laborious walk than anything else. Following Aaron's unexpected shove into the water, Falk had assured him that the elf Jelni Nolan had espied no dark ones in the area, so that the apprentice's final test was little more than a formality. And anyway, Cullen was now a skilled hunting wolf, and Aaron was well on the way to becoming a master marksman. They had caught a succulent wild boar the first day, which meant Aaron had enough food to keep them going until the coast. The river they were following provided them with drinking water, and Cullen's sensitive nose and ears ensured that nobody would creep up on them unnoticed. This explained his four-footed friend's crankiness. He had to do the hard work, concentrating fully on their surroundings, whereas Aaron's only job was to find a walkable route along the river bank. Whenever he encountered impassable tendrils or thorny bushes, he would swim for a little downriver until the undergrowth became negotiable again.
"Thank you for looking after me so well," said Aaron quietly, tickling Cullen between the ears.
The wolf lowered his head to make it easier for the apprentice, and the young man found himself grinning once again.
"I'm really glad that you've stopped growing at last. Thankfully, we can still fit you into a stall, if necessary," murmured Aaron affectionately.
The wolf had grown slowly but surely during their whole journey across Jorath, and they had been forced to disguise him as a pony so that he would remain inconspicuous. Now the disguise magic would presumably present him as a charger, considering the size he was now. Cullen snorted dismissively.
"Those disgusting stables are not for me," he said brusquely.
The wolf had hated travelling as a pony, his vanity leading him to see an overnight stay in the hay as an affront.
"What would Selcina have to say regarding your views on stables?" said Aaron out loud, winking mischievously at his friend.
Cullen flinched. He had developed a deep respect for Falk's sole animal, and a carefree friendship now existed between the wolf and the Titijunanwa.
"No need to say anything about that," responded the animal defensively. "We don't want to upset Selcina, do we?"